its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. This weekend in Lansing, boaters and rowers enact an ornate tradition dating back millennia, dragon boating. Dragon boats are long, decorated watercraft with up to 20 paddlers inside. Saturday and Sunday, the Women's Center of Greater Lansing hosts the city's Capital City Dragon Boat Race based at Adado Riverfront Park. Here to tell us more, Lansing's resident dragon boat specialist Rob Flanders. Rob recently returned from the World Championship Dragon Boat Races in Italy. You saw them all over the Ocho, I'm sure. And he's the captain of the Anahata Dragon Boat Team that's racing this weekend. He joins us now by phone to tell us about this ancient sport. Welcome to Current State, Rob.
Well, thank you, Mark. I'm happy to be here.
For our listeners who haven't witnessed a dragon boat race, describe it for us.
Wow, it's very exciting. The boats are, like you said, they're long. They're about 42 feet long. Our race here consists of 18 paddlers, and there's a person in the back that steers, and then there's a drummer that keeps beat with the lead paddler. And then the really exciting part, there's a person who literally hooks their feet into the horns of the dragon, and they pull a flag out that signifies the end of the race.
And where did this ritual originate?
Well, it originates in China, and like you said, it is millennia old, and it's a wonderful story of honor, intrigue, and betrayal. And the race actually began as a commemorative of the suicide of a statesman poet, and these townspeople. They were so distraught at his death that they went out into the river and started in their boats throwing food into the water to keep the fish away from his body, and that was the origin of the dragon boat, and they began commemorating that event, and it goes on every year in China.
You first tried dragon boat racing at the first race held in Lansing back in 2011. What was it that first drew you to this sport?
Well, I have a Chinese dragon boat. I mean, I've never heard of it, and I thought that, to be able just to get in a Chinese dragon boat would be exciting, and it turned out to be way more exciting. The team we put together, we just wanted to have a great day on the water, and the opportunity to paddle with 17 other people attempting to do the same thing at the same time was amazing. People talked about it was their best weekend of their lives. They said that they saw their spouses in a whole different light. It was just very, very energizing and giddy.
What keeps you coming back to it, though, Rob?
Well, for me, the experience is very yogic and zen. It's outside. It's exercise. And the opportunity, like one of our paddlers talks about, you've got 20 people, so you have a party. You have an instant party to start with. You've got 20 friends, and you're working together. We like to say be a part of something bigger than yourself, because we have to, give up our idea of what we think a paddle stroke is and attempt to do the same thing. So that makes it zen and yogic for me.
You recently came back from a competition in Italy. Tell us about that trip.
I have had the opportunity to paddle for a team that qualified for the Crew Club World Championships in Ravenna, Italy. There were 5,400 paddlers, over 54, and that's more athletes than that were at the Olympics. And there were 27 nations in that, competing in different divisions. A phenomenal competitive experience.
How popular is the sport around the world?
Well, it's very popular, and I hear that it's the fastest growing water sport in the world. It came to the West, Canada particularly, back in the mid '80s, and it's grown there, and in this country probably. Maybe early 90s, we've started paddling.
The dragon boat races on the Grand River this weekend will benefit the Women's Center of Greater Lansing. Share the details with us, please. And is there still room for people to participate?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If people are interested, it is a wonderful, wonderful experience. You need absolutely no experience. You have never, you need to know how to paddle. The American Dragon Boat Association is bringing in steers people. And on Saturday, that you have an hour to get with your team and to be coached on what you need to do. And if there is room, if people are interested, please call 517-372-9163. You will be happy you did it. The Dragon Boat community I found is inviting and warm. And even if you don't know the people in your team, by the end of the day, you will, and you will be happy that you have taken on this new experience.
It all happens this weekend, based out of Adado Riverfront Park. We've been talking with Rob Flanders, Lansing's resident dragon boat specialist and captain of the Anahata dragon boat team that's racing this weekend. Have a good time, Rob. Good talking to you.
I'm good. Thank you very much, Mark.
All the best.